What's up, everybody? This is Calvin here with Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions. We are here again today, live people, doing another news update, network update. You know what it is. Today is the April the 23rd. It is 8:30 a.m. and we're going to be taking news off our LinkedIn page today. Okay, before we move forward, please guys, click the like and subscribe button below. It really helps the channel circulate around YouTube so more people can get updated on the newest tech updates, privacy updates, software updates, and tech deals, guys. Okay, so let's definitely move forward with news today, guys. So we got some pretty interesting events going down. Okay. First, we have so Snapchat now has more users on Android than iOS, guys. So this might be pretty surprising to you guys. I know some of you guys may, think, hey, Snapchat, a lot of people with iPhones use Snapchat, and it's true. But apparently, lots of people with Android devices, even including more people with Android devices, use Snapchat, right? So Snap has finally reaped the benefits of building a fully functional Android app. The company announced in its earnings report today that its user base mostly uses Android instead of iOS, right? So that overall user base continues to grow too. So during the first quarter of 2021, Snapchat reached 280 million daily active users, an increase of 22% over a year, right? So that's a lot of increase, guys, right? So CEO Evan Spiegel called the moment Android users overtook iOS, right, users a critical milestone that reflects the long-term value of the investment we made to rebuild our Android application in his prepared remarks today, guys. So let's stop right here, guys. This is awesome, right? Snapchat has been around for a little while now. And I remember when Snapchat had deals on the table, from various companies, including Facebook, trying to buy them out for, I believe, over $1 billion, right? And they rejected this offer, right? Many owners, many business owners, many people would probably have given the company up, right? But Snapchat actually saw, even Spiegel, right? So the CEO actually saw a vision for Snapchat and, he kept it, right? So they ended up, updating their iOS version and their iOS application, I mean, the Android application and version. And they're looking to do even more, right? We see now Snapchat, guys, it's not only like it was in 2014, 2015, where you're just taking photos and speaking through photo chat, right? Snapchat now, guys, is more of a place where we go, right, to watch videos, to watch funny videos, to watch sports videos, right? People watch, like I watch sports currently myself on Snapchat, instead of going on, ESPN. Sometimes you can just open Snapchat and you see sports, right? You'll see news. You're seeing more of the application grow into more of a network where it's supporting different types of content, which is amazing, right? And I, if they keep this up, and they're adding more unique features, Snapchat is, they're definitely in the league of, Facebook's, the Tesla's, the Microsoft, right? So let's move forward. So, the team later spent over a year rebuilding the app to bring it up to par with its iOS counterpart, right? So as the Android app languished, Snapchat bled Android users, right? So it finally released the final version of that app in 2019, making the app more functional and accessible to global users, right? So of course, Snapchat is definitely doing its thing, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, news on gaming. So it looks like we have Call of Duty Warzone pulls a Fortnite with the launch of its new map, right? So after launching a little over a year ago, Call of Duty Warzone is one of the most popular free-to-play titles right now, with 100 million people playing the Battle Royale shooter. Following a nuclear missile that destroyed the game's map, the in-game city of Verdansk is back with a new map in the year 1984, as seen in the announcement trailer, as well, right? So this mirrors a similar move made by its competitor Fortnite, which destroyed its original map and replaced it with a new one in 2019, right? So they're doing kind of a similar thing, right? And for you guys that know, you guys that play Warzone, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So new maps, even just the Call of Duty Black Ops, just the whole theme changed, right? They have the new kind of Russian, old school Russian theme now, which is awesome. I mean, I watched a trailer that I had to update my Call of Duty. It's amazing. It looks awesome now. So yeah, guys, if you guys want to learn more about this too, you guys can follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Before we move forward too, let's watch the game the Verdansk gameplay trailer before we move forward. All right, so let's see what's good with this one.
I regret to inform you that Verdansk has fallen. Containment protocol has been initiated.
Be advised, drop zone is hot.
It's time, let's go!
That just looks amazing, guys. Obviously, you guys probably have already uploaded your map, so you have this one. But obviously, guys, we can see new players, new guns, new characters, new everything, right? So this is awesome, guys. Yeah, so if you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have so SpaceX, you can watch SpaceX live, right? So the third crew mission to the ISS, right? So some of you SpaceX Elon fans out there might be definitely knows what I'm talking about, right? So SpaceX is slated to launch its third crew to the International Space Station early Friday morning, ferrying two astronauts from NASA, one from Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, and the first European Space Agency astronaut to fly a private US spacecraft to orbit, right? So the four-person crew will launch atop SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket at 5:49 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday. So this was earlier this morning today, right? So the mission, dubbed Crew 2, marks the second operational mission under the Commercial Crew Program, NASA's public-private initiative to revive its human spaceflight capabilities after a 10-year independence on Russian rockets, right? So it will mark the first time NASA's astronauts fly a reused crew capsule. Crew 2's ride first flew in May 2020 as SpaceX's first astronaut mission, carrying Bob Behkin and Doug Hurley. Right. Awesome. Right. So the crew includes NASA astronauts Shane Kimbrough, this mission spacecraft commander, and Megan MacArthur serving as the pilot. Right. So JAXA astronaut Akiko Hochschild and ESA astronaut Thomas Pesquet, a French aerospace engineer, will serve as mission specialists, right? So all the astronauts are in Florida ahead of the launch, and they'll wake up at 11:09 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday to prepare for the flight, right? So that is awesome, guys. You guys can go ahead. There's plenty of live updates going on as well too. You guys can definitely probably watch it on YouTube. I know the news is definitely showing it, probably wherever you are, guys. You can definitely go ahead and watch it live. If you guys want to learn more about this too, please click into the article. You guys can follow us on LinkedIn and learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, we also have news on Microsoft, right? So it looks like Microsoft releases Office 2021 for Mac preview, right? So Microsoft is releasing a preview version of Office 2021 for Mac and Office LTSC this week. So while Office LTSC long-term servicing channel is designed for commercial customers, both versions are perpetual versions of Office that don't rely on subscriptions or the cloud. So it's very interesting. So Microsoft announced its plan for Office 2021 back in February, and a Windows version, which won't be available in preview, will also be released later this year. Right, so they're releasing the preview version, and it's looking pretty good, right? Especially for the Mac version, for all you Mac nerds, for all you Mac users out there. This is going to be exciting for you. So now you don't have to go in and maybe purchase outside products to then upload to your computer, or even going on malicious websites to upload Microsoft products for Mac, or paying for subscriptions. So this is going to be amazing, right? So if you guys want to learn more about these previews, learn how it's going to look like. I think it's going to look, obviously it looks great on PC already. They're already installed, right? But for Mac, it's probably going to even look just awesome, right? So, you guys can definitely look at here. Follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely see more about it there. Also, guys, more news also on Apple. So AirTag location trackers are smart, capable, and very Apple, right? So we all know that Apple, actually, we came out with this in our previous episode a few, not too long ago, about, a couple days to a week ago. It looks like Apple AirTags, along with a couple other products were displayed, right, in a launch. I think it was actually this past week. I think it was 4:20 that they launched a couple products, right? And one of them being the AirTags, right? So Apple AirTags weren't designed for an elaborate game of hide and seek, right? So they can help you locate anything they're attached to. Most of the time, you'll be listening for their little chirps as you hunt down the keys you inexplicitly left sitting on top of the fridge instead of on the hook where they belong, right? So for that purpose, they work incredibly well, right on down to a little arrow on the iPhone screen, pointing in the direction, and little haptic tags as encouragement that they're getting warmer, right? So this is definitely awesome, right? So the air tags, for you guys that maybe lose your phones a lot, this could definitely help. And just having the products as an air tag, right? Pretty cool, right? So let's watch this video. I know that we have a video here. Let's watch this little kind of preview video on what they're about. So the Apple air tags, we're just gonna watch a little bit of it here.
Where is it? I can feel the phone vibrating.
All right, finally, 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 Apple has officially announced AirTags. It's this little puck right here, and it's just like a tile tracker for finding your stuff, but with a few Apple-specific differences, because Apple, if you have an iPhone, like this purple iPhone 12 right here, look, it's a purple iPhone. The AirTags slot right into the Apple ecosystem. And having played around with this for just a couple of hours, I gotta tell you, this is a very Apple-y Apple gadget. Here's why. So the idea behind AirTags is simple enough. This little thing here has Bluetooth Low Energy and a U1 Ultra Wideband chip, and it can ring when it's lost. So your iPhone, when you're looking around your house or apartment or whatever, can point a little arrow at it when you're near to it, and then you can make it beep to try and find it. It uses Apple's Find My network, which means that any iPhone will be able to locate this thing, but only you can actually see its location because all that information is end-to-end encrypted. Not even Apple can see it. Plus, Apple has done some other things to help prevent unwanted tracking, which we're going to get into in just a little bit. Now, as far as the hardware design goes, I think it's pretty good. It's very small, which I like, but there's no hole here to attach a lanyard or put it on a keychain or whatever. To do that, you have to buy another accessory. So that's one very Apple-y thing about this Apple gadget. Now, Apple sells one here, there's like 29 bucks, or you can get it in leather for 39 bucks, and there's a keychain, or you can get an Hermes one for a lot. Hermes stuff just costs a lot of money. But look, there's already third-party accessories for as little as 13 bucks, and I'm sure even cheaper ones are gonna be coming really soon, but still, just put a hole on it, like right there. Anyway, the AirTag itself is 29 bucks for one, or you can get a four pack for 99 bucks. But one really interesting thing is the batteries are user replaceable. They're CR2032. Apple says that they're gonna last about a year, but when they conk out, you can just replace it yourself. That is different from some of the other trackers that are out there that have their batteries built in and non-replaceable. User replaceable batteries on an Apple product in 2021. Who'da thunk? So those are the basics, but how does it work? Well, it works just like you would expect it to work. You pair it to your iPhone over Bluetooth, just like you do with AirPods. You hold it next to your iPhone and a little window pops up and then you can tap it and the thing pairs and associates with your account. And then you can give it a name and you're off to the races. The AirTag just appears inside your Find My app with all of the other devices. And when you want to find it, you tap on it, tap the button, and you look around for it, and there it is. It just works. Bing, bang, boom. Very Apple-y. Okay, so first use case, let's say that you've lost this thing somewhere inside your apartment. You can, first of all, have this thing make a little beep by hitting a button. You can go find it that way. And a really interesting part of this is the speaker is actually the plastic dome. That's what vibrates to make the noise. But say that doesn't work. If your iPhone supports ultra wideband, you can use the Find feature and it'll pop up a little arrow on the screen, and you can use that to follow it around. When you get close to it, your phone actually starts to vibrate a little bit to let you know you're getting closer. It's just right there. It's really neat. Now, one really Apple-y part of this entire ecosystem is the Find My network. It is nearly a billion devices that support it, and any one of them can locate one of these AirTags, but only you can see its actual location because it's all end-to-end encrypted. So we're gonna try a little experiment. Viren is going to take one of these things out and he's going to hide it somewhere in the city. But he's not going to take his iPhone or his Apple Watch with him, so it won't get the location from that one. And then we're just going to go out and see if somebody else's iPhone somewhere in the city has located this thing and I'm going to see if I can find it. So, you know, let's try that. Did you catch the thing I did? The awesome thing? No.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, I'm on my way to hide Dieter's little AirTag. There's one thing that Dieter doesn't know, and that is that I have gaff tape. So I think I'm just gonna tape the AirTag to something that he cannot easily access. Let's see how it goes.
Well, friends, the good buddy Viren is somewhere in this city with an AirTag on him, and nobody with an iPhone has seen it.
All right, I think I found a good little spot. Right up there somewhere. We'll see if we can get there.
I don't know where Viren is.
I think that'll work.
So I got a notification a minute ago that the tag was located. So I'm walking over to where it was located. Can't see it now.
Okay, see that person right over there? That's definitely Dieter, and he's walking the wrong direction, and he's definitely vlogging. I don't think he could find me.
My AirTag and Viren was spotted by the Find My Network 8 minutes ago, somewhere near this address. And I'm hoping that means I'm gonna see him real soon, because I miss him. I miss him a lot.
Getting kind of bored here. And all I can think about is food and coffee and deadlines. And now I have to edit the video that you're watching right now in like a couple of hours. It's gonna be a long night. And I still don't have my phone or my watch. Oh,
I see him. There he is.
Hi. Yes. Thank you.
Have you been here the whole time?
Yeah, I definitely saw you walk over there and take a left.
So I went up that way.
Yeah, I saw
that. Came back. I thought maybe because it requires 14.5 to work that only 14.5 iPhones would see it. So I was terrified of that.
Actually, you still haven't found the thing.
Oh, okay.
So you gotta go find the thing.
Am I? So it's not on your person.
No, it's not on me.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So that's pretty much what it is, guys. You can definitely see what the use case is for that. Pretty cool, guys. Obviously, you know the starting price is $29.99, so you can definitely go ahead and purchase that at Apple. Pretty cool AirTags, definitely a nice accessory to have, right? So if you guys want to learn more about it there too, definitely follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, we have news on PS5. So it looks like PS5 will have more exclusive games than the PS4, says SIE Boss, right? So the PS5 will have more exclusive games than any other PlayStation console, according to the SIE Boss, Jim Ryan. So the speaking to Nikhil, Ryan revealed that Sony has been quietly investing a first-party PS5 games, and the company aims to make the PlayStation 5 the home to more exclusives than its predecessors, right? So we have been quietly but steadily investing in high-quality games for PlayStation, and we will make sure that the PlayStation 5 generation will have more dedicated software than ever before, right? So Ryan told the publication. And this is amazing, guys, right? We all know that there's some exclusive Xbox games out there, right? You can only play them on Xbox. So why not PlayStation have exclusive PlayStation games, right? So it's very, very intuitive. And honestly, I'm just going to say it right here. I really, really hope that PlayStation brings back Def Jam Fight for New York, a new Def Jam game, and I hope it's exclusive. It doesn't have to be exclusive to PlayStation, but I just hope that, you know, I hope that you know, they bring it back. I think it was the creators of the game, I forget, it was like Jackpot, or it wasn't Treyarch, it was definitely like Jackpot or something like that. But I really hope that these guys come out with a new Def Jam, not like Def Jam Icon that was created by EA Sports. That game was not good. I'm talking about a game like Def Jam Fight for New York, right? Or Def Jam Vendetta. Like, those games were so good, and I feel like they need to make a new game like that, right? So if you guys definitely agree, please, guys, go on our Facebook page, go on our LinkedIn page, go on our Instagram page, tag the creators of Def Jam Fight for New York. If you really are fans of ours, go on our page, tag them, and say that, hey, we need a new game. We need a new Def Jam game. There's so many YouTube videos out there, especially in the past month or couple months. People are just replaying the game, right, on PlayStation 2. So they need to come out with a new one with new characters, new graphics, everything like that, right? So I know that, you know, they're speculating that the new Def Jam could be called New Def Jam World War, or something along those lines, where you have MGK and Eminem on the cover. And that looks awesome, right? You have rappers like Rick Ross, you got Travis Scott, you got Kanye, you got all these nice new rappers on there. You got YG, some of the old time rappers. Like, oh man, guys, that game would probably sell out from any other game, like anywhere, especially if they add a couple pop stars or rock stars in there. That would just be just amazing, guys. Just amazing, right? So hopefully they do that, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there as well too. Moreover, guys, we have news on the Oculus, right? So the Oculus might have a fix to end VR motion sickness for good. So this is definitely something they should have been already done and working on, right? So virtual reality accessibility has gone from strength to strength in recent years, with Oculus VR leading the pack, thanks to all-in-one, relatively affordable Oculus Quest and Oculus Quest 2 headsets, right? But one barrier remains for some, right? Some would be virtual reality gamers, motion sickness, right? Because what's happening in a gamer's field of view in virtual reality doesn't always match up with the way their body moves. Queasy feelings can interrupt and spoil the enjoyment of virtual reality apps and experiences. But Oculus may have a solution to fix the problem once and for all. In a Twitter Spaces conversation with Vice President of Facebook Reality Labs, Andrew Bosworth, and transcribed by Upload VR, John Kamrick Consulting, Oculus Chief Technology Officer, might have cracked it, right? So honestly, guys, these guys, hopefully they'll crack it as soon as possible, because I would, and I don't even own an Oculus. I don't own any VR yet, but eventually in the future, I will. And if I'm playing VR, I don't want to be sick, guys. We don't want to be sick. We want to be having a good time, right? And if you feel sick, obviously, I think it's, you know, I think it's both parties. Like, the people developing it should create ways for people not to get sick. But obviously, it's up to the user. Like, if you have a headache, just put down the video game, drink some juice, drink some water, take a nap. And then if you want to go back into it, you go back into it, right? Just like, for example, you know, you're exercising, you're riding a bike, you're working out, right? If you feel sick, maybe you want to take a break, take a breather, you know, and, you know, hop back into it, right? You know, definitely we want to use our minds here. You know, this is virtual reality, right? So this is augmented reality. So, you know, definitely it would be great if the developers can come out with, you know, a problem that would fix that, right? Maybe coming out with things like, hey, you know, after like an hour or two of gameplay, automatically, without question, pausing the game, like creating some sort of euphoric scene where people can go into in virtual reality in a calm scene, maybe, you know, waterfall scene or a calm scene where people can, you know, take a deep breath in and out and, you know, experience euphoria right in VR and then hop back into the game, right? They need to take at least a good 5 to 20 minute break before hopping back in the game, right? Because some people, you know, I was, you know, listening to an article, reading article, right? Gamers, you know, even in China and Japan, they go in, they go super hard. Some of them, they don't eat for days, right? And some of them, I've read, like, and I've heard, you know, videos and read stories that some of them die, right? Just because they game so hard. They don't stop. They don't want to eat. They don't want to do anything. They just sit there and game, right? They're just so committed to that game. And it's kind of crazy. And obviously, we don't want to be doing stuff like that. But it is kind of ridiculous, right? So, you know, definitely, guys, be careful. And if you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there as well too. All right. So that is pretty much the news we're going to be taking today, guys. Obviously, there are new, you know, there's obviously, you know, new, this looks like there's a new purple iPhone 12 is available for pre-order right now as well too. It's purple and it's an iPhone 12 and this looks pretty cool, guys. Purple, guys. I kind of like the purple color. You know, honestly, for a new phone, I might even have to get this one. This one looks really, really sexy, really cool. You know, pre-orders for the phones and fresh new just went live, you know, at 8 a.m. Eastern time, April 23rd today, right? So shipping and wider retail availability is scheduled for April 30th, so which is next week, so, right? So so the color has made its debut at the Apple Spring Loaded event on April 20. And since then, we've seen a lot of interest in this particular shade, joining white, black, green, red, and blue as colors as you get the iPhone 12. To get the iPhone 12 in. Honestly, purple, it looks really cool, guys. So you guys can definitely pre-order that. I'm going to see if even I can pre-order that too. That looks awesome. But yeah, guys, so that's pretty much the news we're going to be taking today. All right, so you guys can go follow us on LinkedIn, you know, go through our page, you know, get updated on new things. You can also go on our official website, electronicedition.net. We can go there and browse our web store, browse our EAD Club membership, pros about it as well, and its specificities, and if it's good for you, right? It's only $100 to start and then $100 a month, right? So you know, you'll be able to, you know, just start with $100 and then the next month it'll just be $100. Each month is $100. But with that, not only are you getting tech deals, guys, you're getting some free product. You're becoming part of the EAD community and you'll also have say in actual things that happen within our network, right? So it's really cool, guys. I feel like it's really awesome, especially for you gaming nerds, for you tech nerds, for you, you know, electronic guys that, you know, seem to be top buying tech, you know what I mean? If you guys can get a deal, right, why wouldn't you want to get a deal, right? And you know, pretty cool, right? So definitely, guys,